Today's Mishnah and Masechet Negayim brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKadosh on Yom Yerushalayim itself is Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. Okay, so we saw earlier that we've got three simonim on Nigei Or. And we spoke about the differences in the timing of these three simonim. So we've got Seir Lavan, and we've got Michyat Basar Chai, and of course we have the standard Pisyon. So what we're going to do here is we're going to compare the various differences between the three simonim. Now, the truth is, we could figure this out ourselves from the information that we've had until now, I think just about all of it, but it's wonderful that the Mishnah puts it all into context. And again, the way that our Masechet is constructed is that we learn out all the dinim by the actual going through supposedly different scenarios, where actually what the Mishnah is doing is giving us in great detail the prote dinim without ever telling us directly the prote dinim. So here is what we're going to do. We're going to contrast the three simonim with each other to show how they differ. So let's start with contrasting Seir Lavan to Pisyon. So yesh b'Seir Lavan man she'ein b'Pisyon, v'yesh b'Pisyon man she'ein b'Seir Lavan. So we have chumras to Seir Lavan, and we have chumras to Pisyon. Here's the chumras of Seir Lavan over the chumras of Pisyon. First of all, Seir Lavan, we already know this. Seir Lavan is chomor because it could be metame upon presentation. And as we've seen consistently, Pisyon is never upon presentation, even if it's literally spreading as you're looking at it. As you present it to the Kohen, it's only called Pisyon after 7 days of Hezker. So that's number one. It is possible for Seir Lavan to be right there at the presentation of the Nega and to have caused the Kohen to say Tomei without any Hezger. Furthermore, there is no din of the level of white in a hair. If the hair turned white, I don't care if it's a grayish white, a darker white, it makes no difference. But if it's Pisyon, it has to be the correct color for the Nega in the first place. So it's got to be one of the Arba Maris Negoim, and therefore it very, very much matters how white it is. So that's number two. A Seir Lavan is Metame on any level of white. Metame B'chol Mar Lavan. Furthermore, another very important thing is that a Seir Lavan can never make you tahar, but a Pisyon can make you tahar. Because if the Nega spreads over your entire body, then you're a hafach kulo lavan and you become tahar. But if you become completely covered with these white hairs, that doesn't affect your tahira. It won't make the slightest bit of difference. So therefore, Seir Lavan is not a simen tahara, and that's a chumra. None of these things are true about Pisyon. Pisyon is not betchila, it's only after a minimal hezker of a week. Pisyon is only going to be betami if it's the right color of white. And Pisyon can also function as a reason to be tahar instead of a reason to be tame. But there are also things that are more chomer about the Pisyon than they are about the Seir Lavan. First of all, a Pisyon is metame in the slightest amount. There is no shear. If we can confirm any small increase in the shetach of the Nega at the end of the Hezger, pow, he's immediately tame, which is not the case of the Seir Lavan, because the Seir Lavan is a minimal shear. You need two Seir Lavan, and they need big enough to be able to be caught by a scissor, and otherwise they're not going to be considered to be a simentuma. Okay, so that's one very big chumrah, koshu. Furthermore, all negaim, there's not a single nega of any of the sets that are not going to be affected by Pisyon. And they will always have a role to play. Pisyon always has a role to play, even in nigei batim, although we're giving it a slightly different definition, but it's still Pisyon when it's chozer. And furthermore, It's also, of course, Seir Lavan is definitely, there's no Seir Lavan in Mige Batim. There's no Seir Lavan in the Karacha Vigabachat. There's no Seir Lavan in Begadim. So, fine, it's not as universal. And another big thing is that the Pisyon, where it's outside of the original area where the Nega was, Masha Enke Seir Lavan, if Seir Lavan is outside of the area, so then it's not going to be Metame. It has to be Seir Ba Nega Hafach Lavan, only if it's the Seir in the Nega. If it's not in the Nega, it's not considered to be a Semen of Tuma. So, that's a tremendous, tremendous chumrah of Pisyon. Says the Halakha Mishnah, Perek Arba, Mishnah Beit. Now let's compare Michya to Pisyon. We compared Seir Lavan to Pisyon. Let's compare Michya. Yesh b'michya ma she'ein b'pisyon, v'yesh b'pisyon ma she'ein b'michya. A Michya, again, is matami b'tchila, upon presentation. A Pisyon is never upon presentation, as we've said so many times. Furthermore, the din of the Michya is that it is considered to be any color of skin. Doesn't matter if what the normal skin color is. You could be dark skinned, light skinned, whatever it is. It is considered to be a Michya Basar Chai, which is not true of the Pisyon. The Pisyon has to be one of the Arba Maros Negayim. Furthermore, there is no way that the Michya can make you tahar. So if a michya spreads over your entire body, it's not a sign of taira, unless it takes away the nega, but then that's not because there is a michya, it's because there's no nega. Fine. And that was, none of that is true of Pisyon. It's only tame after a hezger of a minimum of a week. It has a very special color. It has to be one of the arbas negayim. And if it does posa across your entire body, so then it does make you tahar. Now let's see the opposite. The Pisyon has a chumrah over the din of Michyat Basar Chai. Namely, a Pisyon can be metame in the slightest amount, and it can be, a Michyat Basar Chai has to be at least a shear of a kegris. So that's no good. And Pisyon doesn't. Furthermore, it's metame, as we saw, every single set of negayim. Whether you're talking about Nige Batim, you're talking about Nige Begadim, you're talking about Nige Karachat V'Gabachat, you're talking about Netek, you're talking about Michya, you're talking about Shechin, you're talking about Nige Or, they all have issues of Pisyon, which is certainly not the case of Michya's Basar Chai. And furthermore, it is also a Simen, almost by definition, it's got to be outside of the Nega. Masha Ein Kein, by a Michya, the Michya has to be inside of the Nega. It has to be the size of a kegris, and it's only if it's in the tzaras of normal type of skin. That's the tzaras ha'or. That's the only way that we have that. None of the other ones. We don't find the concept of, even in the tzareves ha'shchin or a mikvah, we don't find the concept of basar chai. Okay? Big chumrah of Pisyon over the Michya. What is the relation?
The comment here by the Mehueris about being pochas Michya Adasha as opposed to the gris. When does that?
We'll worry about that later. But the shear of a normal nega is an Adasha, which is enough for 36 iris, as you recall. The shear for the simonim that we've learned so far is kegris, as opposed to an Adasha. Yesh b'sei, now let's compare the shear of the simon of Seir Lavan to the simon of Michyas Basar Chai, which we haven't done yet. So yesh b'seir lavan, ma she'ein b'michya, v'yesh b'michya, ma she'ein b'seir lavan. Okay, a seir lavan is also a simon tuma, not only in Nigea Or, but also in the Shechin and the Michveh. So because of that, it's more chumrah. Furthermore, it doesn't matter how spread out those hairs are. One could be on one side of the nega, one could be on the other side of the nega. Bottom line is, if there are two hairs that became white, then they are going to be mitame, bimechunas, bimefuzar, that doesn't matter. But what we saw before is that if a Michas Basar Chai is scattered into small pieces, patches, they are not mitzdarif, and they would have to all be in one place. And the difference, therefore, is how spread out are they. And there's one other very important difference, and that is that the Se'ar does not have to be surrounded by the nega. It only has to be in the nega. So let's say it's right up against the side of a nega, and it's not surrounded by nega, but the roots of that hair, the follicle, is inside the nega. That's enough to be matame. Masha enkein, when it comes to a michya has to be mivutsar. It has to be completely surrounded by nega. And if it's at the very edge of the nega, and it's only surrounded, 90% of it is surrounded by nega, but it's touching the normal skin outside, it's not considered to be a michya. So this is a chumra of se'er lavan. But there are also chumras of a michya over se'er lavan. First of all, a michya can be metame even tzaras of karachat v'gabachat, but there is no din of michya, of se'er lavan in karachat v'gabachat, by definition. Furthermore, a michya can make something tameh even if it wasn't a michya that happened after the nega occurred. So it could be a michya that was there originally. Let's say you have a ringworm, right? So ringworm presents as a round nega around a michyas basar chai. Now, it's not the right color, perhaps. Maybe it's adam dam. I'm just using it as a mashal, obviously. I'm not saying ringworm is adam dam to be metame as a posuch. But in any event, it looks exactly like this. So it's a posuch mare that surrounds a michyas basar chai. That michyas basar chai is a simentuma if the nega is a real nega. But if a nega grows up around a white hair, that white hair is not considered to be a simen tuma, if it's hafach lavan, is what the Torah says. So originally it was a black hair, and now because of the nega, it's changed color. That is a major difference. So the black hair is a simen because the nega has done something to it. The mich is a simen because it's there, not because it was hafucha. So therefore, whether it was afucha or shaloba afucha, it's also going to be a simentuma. And another thing is that a michya is going to prevent a person who was hafach kuloi lavan, it will stop him from ever being tahar. Because by definition, the michya basar chai becomes a piece of skin which is not nega. And therefore, he was not hafach kuloi lavan. So for all intents and purposes, it turned the hafach kulo lavan into someone who's tameh. That's unbelievable. And that's exactly the way the Torah presents it, that the nega is the michyas basar chai in that case, in its metameh. And what's more, it doesn't matter what color it is, but se'er lavan absolutely must be white. So it's metameh b'kol mara, any type of skin color is considered to be a michya. Masha enkein b'se'ar lavan, where over there it has to be se'ar lavan particularly, and they never act as a simen taira, as a simen tuma to prevent a hafach se'ar lavan, and they have to be hafuchot, and they don't apply to karachas v'gabachas, gives us beautiful differences, and now we learned a number of beautiful new halachas about the dinim of hafucha, and Bitsura, and so on. Okay, Rabosai, that was a very exciting day, especially when you remember of Yom Yerushalayim, that Yerushalayim is not Betama Benegayim.